Cold Spring at the Wimberly 47-yard line. It's third down and 11. Big, big play. Trojans leading it 14-7 as we begin the fourth quarter of play in this state semifinal matchup. Big, big play. Scott pitches left to Gilbert. Gilbert looking for running room. He's going to be wiped out after a gain of one to the 45-yard line. Let's see what Cold Spring does here, Randy, on fourth down and 9. They're going to go ahead and play field position and punt the football.
Well, as well as their defense have been playing, especially here in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they can even get a halfway decent punt off, they're going to get the Texans back here with a tough place to start.
Burt Shell and Brennan Blakemore now deep to receive the punt. And how badly do you think Brennan Blakemore wants to break one here, Randy?
He's due, too, Mike.
Here's Morrison. High punt, but not very deep at all, and it's going to go out of bounds, though. It's effective. It goes out of bounds. Let's see. At the Wimberly, 14-yard line is where they're going to spot it.
Well, yeah, that's hard to see from our vantage point where it went out of bounds. Looked like it landed inbounds, though, and bounced out right there where the side judge was standing. So, yeah, Texans offense here, let's see. They can't get something going. One of the plays we haven't seen them run much tonight is they run that off-tackle play with Trinity Wilson.
Right.
Really just anything to get going on the ground and maybe loosen up the pass.
Ball at the 14-yard line now. And Weldon Nelms was having a very animated conversation with Brady Lambert on the sideline. I think he was saying, Brady, this is your team, man. Now's the time. If you're ever going to take over, do it now. I formation now behind Brady. The outstanding Wimberly quarterback. Pitch left to Trinity Wilson, trying to look for some running room. He gets it outside to the 15-yard line, and that is where he is taken down. So he was able to get it back to the line of scrimmage, but that is it.
Yeah, good hard running by Trinity. He was trying to find that corner hard. I thought he picked up a couple yards maybe. Let's see where they spot it. Yeah, not much doing, only a yard.
Well, and the problem is with this pursuit on the Cold Spring defense, it's almost impossible to get outside, yeah. Randy. You almost have to go north and south to gain any yards on these guys.
Yeah. Those linebackers, Kedrick Harrison, is so fast.
Lambert now back in the shotgun formation on second down and 10. Big play here. Wimberly trying to muster some offense. Back to throw. Flip it out to Breakmore. He's at the 15. Makes a guy miss. Out to the 20. Still on his feet. And gets it just past the 20-yard line. That'll set up a third down and about 3. 7-yard game that time.
And those last 5 yards was just his elusive running style to pick up, make something happen there. You can see him trying to do everything he can to energize that team, and you know he wants he's dying to get that ball.
Oh, no doubt about that. They're going to spot it at the 22-yard line, so call it third down and a long 2 now for Wimberly. Dennis Smith now checks into the game. Looks like he's going to be the running back in this formation, and you certainly wouldn't be surprised to see him get the ball. 9:50, and the clock is running. Wimberly trailing it by a touchdown. Third down and 2 now. Here's Lambert. Long count. Pitches it left side to Smith. He has to avoid a tackle, and he does. Gets it to the 25. He's got the first down out to nearly the 28-yard line, and that is all individual effort. A pickup of 6 for Dennis Smith and a first down.
Yeah, and I don't know if they ruled that a fumble or not, but as he was trying to reach forward to pick up the first down, the ball popped out. It looked like Kobe Kelly fell on it, but I don't know if they didn't already rule it down.
Well, that back judge kind of threw some sort of something out there. It wasn't a flag, but it was, it looked like a frisbee or something. I don't know what that deal was. At any rate, that's a huge first down. I do know that. 28-yard line. Wimberly has it. First down and 10. Shotgun. Lambert. Turns, gives it to Kelly. Look out, big hole. 35, 30, 40, 45, 50. There goes Kelly. 40, right sideline, 30. Way down deep in Cold Spring territory is Colby Kelly. What a run.
What a nice play. You know, we saw him do that several times last week, and he doesn't have the breakaway speed that some of the other running backs does, but he's certainly had enough that time.
43 yards on the carry down to the 29-yard line. And, of course, one of our sponsors, Tammy Kelly Photography, tonight. Tammy was pretty fired up about seeing Colby do that. First down and 10 for Wimberly. Big, big play out of Colby Kelly at the Cold Spring 29-yard line. 9:15 remaining. And the clock on the move here for Wimberly. Lambert now will take it himself, and he is able to pick up two, maybe 3 yards down to the, well, I'll give him two, down to the 27-yard line.
Boy, he keeps trying to run that little quarterback keeper. And Kedrick Harrison, you used to watch him react to him. I was watching him specifically on that last play. And, I mean, Lambert took a step to the right, and Kedrick Harrison took a step to his left and was coming up to meet him. Not a lot doing on that play. And I don't know if Lambert's audibling that and they're picking up on it or what that play is.
Lambert has more carries than anybody on the team here tonight. 9 carries for Brady Lambert. Second down now and 8. Give to Trinity Wilson. He's got the 25. Stretches it out to about the 23-yard line. So another big third down play upcoming. Third down and 4.
Yeah, that's their bread and butter play there. Trinity Wilson lines up to the left side of Lambert and just takes the handoff and goes right in front of Lambert, trying to get over that right tackle.
Got to get to the 19-yard line for the first down. 8-12 left in the ball game. Wimberly trailing it by a touchdown, but on the move. Shotgun for Lambert. Third down and 4. Big, big play. Blakemore, left side. And they're looking at him. And they're going to him. Into the end zone. Brennan Blakemore catches it. He caught it. He caught it in the end zone. It's a touchdown. 23 yards.
What an incredible catch. Douglas Johnson was in great position there. In fact, he was a little bit in front of Blakemore. And Blakemore just jumped higher than he did, simply.
What a catch. How about that? 22 yards on the touchdown catch from Lambert to Blakemore. Big extra point now by Tano Avila to tie this game with 7:53 remaining. The hold is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And with 7:53 remaining to Dallas, it's all tied up in Bastrop at 14. Wow.
Wow. That was beautiful. We haven't seen him made a completion like that now in several games, and that was really, really pretty to see. What an athletic catch by Brennan Blakemore to jump over right up high and pick that ball out of what was really good defensive position.
Yeah, that was great positioning, and you saw Blakemore on this left side, and Lambert made no bones about it. He was going to go to Blakemore on that one, and that ball was well thrown. It couldn't have been picked off, really.
No, and kudos to the offensive line to give him enough time to throw the ball that time. He had a nice pocket to step up into and really fling that ball where he wanted it to go.
Unofficially now, Blakemore with 5 catches for 92 yards. How about this? 7 minutes and 53 seconds left, and we are all tied up in Bastrop. Wimberly will kick it off now. Texans moving right to left on your computer screen or your radio dial.
That's got to give Lambert a little bit of confidence as well. You know, that 2 interceptions and struggling, not a lot of good things happening to him. That was a nice series for him to give him some confidence back.
Well, and Brennan Blakemore, he's certainly a quarterback confidence builder,
yeah,
isn't he? Here's the kickoff. Now, Avila, line drive is going to be taken by Gilbert. Well, it's bouncing around. Gilbert gets it at the 13. He's got the 20. Look out to the 25. Still on his feet. And finally, they wrestle him to the ground at the 32-yard line. And that is where Cold Spring will take over with 7:46 remaining.
Yeah, inasmuch as the Trojans struggle with their kicking game, their return game is something else whenever Sherman Gilbert is back there.
Ball at the 32-yard line. Cold Spring will take over. First down and 10 for the Trojans. 14 apiece from Bastrop. Fans on their feet on both sides of the stadium here, Randy. This is fun. Scott brings his team to the line of scrimmage. Gives it to Monroe. Not much running room. Maybe a yard gain. That's it. Second down and 9.
Yeah, quick dive handoff over the right side. Well defended by Alden Mann.
Second down and 9 now for Cold Spring. The clock at 7.5 minutes left to play. The winner goes to Dallas to take on the winner of the Argyle-Monahans game next Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the state championship game. Second and 9. Scott. Back to throw, looking left, rolling, rolling, and rolling, and looking. Now he's going to tuck it under and run, and he goes out of bounds, a loss of 2 by the quarterback, Scott. So it'll be third down and long now for Cold Spring.
Yeah, had four receivers going down the field, and really good defense. Kay Davis, and let's see who else was back there. Looked like Reed Jones did a great job keeping those guys covered up. He just couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to as he rolled out to the left. He finally just went out of bounds.
And as well as they run the ball, Randy, if you're Wimberley, you got to love it when Scott drops back to throw because they certainly are run-oriented primarily. Third down and 10 now for Wimberley's defense. Cold Spring will go to the shotgun now. Scott with nobody in the backfield. Back to throw. Looking up the middle. He's getting sacked at the 27-yard line. Is the quarterback Scott.
I like that. Blake Guidry had great penetration. And
Colby Kelly got him in the backfield too, Randy.
Yeah, Alfred Scott never had a chance. I mean, they squirted right through there, and he didn't even have time to set up, and he was scrambling and took a step forward, and there he went down.
6:40 left to play now. Fourth down, and so Cold Spring will have to punt. Brennan Blakemore is deep along with Hunter Burchell. Morrison is the punter. Gets the snap. Kicks it. It is going to be taken on a fair catch at the 42-yard line. Brennan Blakemore took the fair catch, and that is where Wimberley will get it. 68 yards from the end zone and maybe 68 yards from Dallas, Texas, Randy. You just don't know with 6:21 left to play.
Well, they had that nice offensive series where they went down the field and scored. What a great defensive series, finally. See this Texans rise up and meet the challenge there. A little surprising that the Trojans didn't run the ball. I mean, they've had all their success so far has been tossing it back over there to Gilbert, and I don't know that he carried the ball in that last possession of their series at all.
He did not. 43-yard line. Wimberley's own 43. Texans trying to win it here. Tie score, 14 apiece in Bastrop. Give the ball to Trinity Wilson off left tackle. He gets it out to the 45. Might have gotten it to the 46-yard line. They're going to say 45, so pickup of two, and that is it. It'll be second down now and eight to go.
That Trojan defense is just punishing Andrew Marshall. Really hit Wilson hard as Wilson was trying to come over that left tackle.
Clock rolling inside of 6 minutes and counting. I don't know if I can take any overtime here tonight, Randy, but I'm starting to think that way at 14 apiece.
Not going to need it.
All right. Here's Lambert from the shotgun. He will roll right. Look at trying to set up the screen to Wilson. They get it to Wilson at the 45. He's got some blockers. At the 50, he's got a bevy of blockers down to the 40, down to the 30, to the 20, and down to the 15-yard line with a late flag is Trinity Wilson. Very late flag. And we'll see the flag was thrown at the end of Wilson's run. At the very least, he'll have the first down, I'm sure, Randy.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they call it. If it's a spot foul, like you said, he should get the first down.
Yeah.
Not sure what that was all about.
Yeah, it's going to be an illegal block of some sort, a holding call against Wimberley. And I think it's going to be a spot foul probably because they're standing at the 21-yard line. And we'll see where they back it up.
They're moving the chains down. So
yeah, it's going to be a first down. He got it down to the 15-yard line. And they're going to mark this off and put it at the Cold Spring 32-yard line. Wimberley Texan fans and the offense pretty animated right now, Randy. They don't appear to be too downcast after getting the ball to the 15-yard line. 5:27 remaining. The clock is on the move here, Randy. Shotgun formation for Lambert. Trying to score here late and punch their ticket to Dallas. Here's Lambert's going to give it to Smith up the middle. Not a lot of running room, but he's able to push the pile forward to about the 31-yard line. Give him a gain of one. And it'll be second down now and nine.
Yeah, inside handoff to Smith. He was lined up on the left side, handed off underneath. And, again, it really... good penetration by that Trojan defense up front. They are really stiff.
Brennan Blakemore now, in case you're wondering, is split out left here. Mano a mano with Douglas Johnson, the cornerback. I'm not trying to suggest anything, Randy. I'm just saying. Here's Lambert now, second down and nine.
You're on the red phone to Nelms again.
Shotgun formation. I don't think Weldon listens to my play calls probably too much, and rightfully so. Here's Lambert. He's got a lot of running room. 25. Makes a man miss. Down to the 21-yard line. He's got the first down.
Another flag back here at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a holding call.
Yep, it's going to be another holding call against Wimberley. And the fans don't like it, and Weldon Nelms don't like it, doesn't like it. That was a gain of 10, Randy, and it was enough
hurts.
For a first down. Boy, that one just kills you.
Yeah, Kobe Kelly pleading his case out there, too. I didn't see the hold. I don't know if he's a guilty party or not, but that's a can be a real drive killer right there.
And I was looking up on the big screen, see if they replay it, and they're not going to. Second down now. It'll be second down. The ball will be spotted way back at the Cold Spring 41-yard line. Got to get to the 22-yard line for a first down. So second down and 19. Dennis Smith is split out wide left. Brennan Blakemore is in the slot on the wide right side of the field. Lambert from the shotgun. Back to throw. Looking, and now a screen over the middle to Blakemore, and he's tackled, and his helmet comes off. Somebody's helmet came off. Tackled there at the 39-yard line, a pickup of two.
Yeah, it was Chance Andrews, a linebacker for the Trojans, lost his helmet on that tackle. Yeah, well defended, not a lot doing there. They ran that play several times with some success, and they well defended.
Third down and 17 now. Ball at the 39-yard line. Got to get to the 22, Randy, but with 3:43 left and the clock running, you got to believe it's four down territory now for Wimberley. I mean, just pending this play. Shotgun formation. And not necessarily. I mean, they may play field position if they don't score or don't get the first down. Here's Lambert rolling left. Looking. He threw it away. He got outside the tackle box and threw it away. That's a great effort by Lambert because he was going down for a big-time sack near the 50-yard line. And, yeah, they're going to have to put the football away now.
Yeah, Trey Cooper came over here, blitzed into the backfield. And Lambert, he was trying to look over here on the short side of the field and just couldn't find. I think he was trying to hit Blakemore maybe going down the side and If nothing else, the Wimberleys ought to be able to pin them down here close to the goal line with a good kick.
Burchell is back to punt. He's standing at his own 47. Johnson, the return man for Cold Spring, stands at his 11-yard line. Snap is a good one. Burchell gets it off. A line driver
to
Johnson to the 9-yard line. Yeah, they're going to get a roughing the kicker call. Johnson's trying to return the kick, and he is going to be brought down at the 15-yard line. But hold everything. We'll see if it's a roughing the kicker and if it'll give them a first down here, Randy, or if it's just running into the kicker. No, it's just running into the kicker. I don't think this is going to give them the first down.
We'll see how they mark this.
And now the official's going to come over here. Weldon Nelms wants an explanation of this one. He kind of thought that was of the more severe variety.
Well, I tend to agree with him. Young man, obviously, wasn't malicious, but he certainly rolled into the kicking leg there of Burchell.
Now, I was watching the ball. It was a line drive kick. Burchell was trying to get rid of that ball as quickly as he could. And Weldon Nelms now is really trying to bend the ear of this official. He's getting on him pretty good. I don't think Weldon likes the explanation too much, but nevertheless, perhaps the Texans can now repunt the football. And now the official, let's see what they're going to do with this football now. They're jogging it back inside the Cold Spring 20. Oh, okay, they're just going to decline the penalty, I suppose. They're taking it back to where Johnson returned the ball at the Cold Spring 15-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the ruling on this particular call is, Mike. I don't know that the referees do. They're sure huddled up having pretty animated discussions themselves.
Weldon Nelms can choose to decline the penalty, I think, and he's got Cold Spring down to the 15-yard line. He probably doesn't want to take a chance on Johnson returning this kick again. I suppose that's what it is. The officials continue to confer there at the 15-yard line. 3:08 remaining. We know that. It's tied at 14 in this state semifinal game in Bastrop.
Well, they still haven't moved the chains on the other side. They still haven't spotted the ball anywhere.
Yeah, the penalty was declined. That's exactly what he called, and so they're going to put the ball down now at the 15-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 now for Cold Spring with 3:08 remaining. The Trojans now will get their shot at driving it down and trying to win the game here late. Of course, we go into overtime. If this thing is tied, we will go into overtime here in Bastrop. Wimberley fans are all on their feet now, Randy. Here's
Scott. Need another good defensive stand like they did last time.
Scott now is going to run it out right side. And he gets to the 20. Look out. 25-30. And out of bounds is the quarterback, Scott. Late flag is thrown as Brennan Blakemore hit the quarterback near the sideline at the 34-yard line, Randy. It was a pickup of 19. And now they are going to add 15 onto this one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, too. Very, very unfortunate. That was already a nice gain, and now you're going to add 15 to the top of it. That's don't need to shoot yourself in the foot there.
Now let's see if they march it off. I think, Randy, if you noticed, if you heard our crowd mic, I think Wimberley fans thought, yes, that's exactly what
they thought.
Holding against Cold Spring. So that is the call. That's exactly what the Wimberley fans saw. They saw the same
thing I did.
Yeah.
Kobe Kelly was held bad over here on this side, but I wasn't going to say anything. It's not nice to speculate.
To
be disrespectful toward our referees over there. But the flag came so late, and it came over here right after he had been tackled.
It came immediately after the quarterback was banged out of bounds by Blakemore. And now Blakemore and the quarterback, Scott, are kind of having a friendly conversation over there. And Dennis Smith comes over and adds his 2 cents. It's getting pretty intense here at Bastrop. But that is a huge break for Wimberley, Randy, with 3:01 remaining now. And let's see where they mark this. Where they mark that. Our crowd mic is picking up some stuff that's pretty funny out there. One fan implored the official to wake up, Randy. Did you hear that?
No comment.
So they're going to spot this way back at the 7-yard line. It'll be first down now and 17 for Cold Spring. And the Trojans have to be careful here, Randy.
I do think that was the right call by the officials there, though.
Here is the turn and the give up the middle. It's Gilbert, and he's able to get it out to the 11-yard line for a gain of 3.
Wow. He is so quick. He took that ball, and he really ran hard to try to get a little breathing room there.
2:49 left to play, and the clock is on the move here. Let's see if, after this play, if Weldon Nelms decides to call a quick timeout here, Randy. Each team have all of their allotted timeouts. That would be 3. And Cold Spring is taking they're not in a big hurry to get this playoff. If they don't gain many yards here, I look for Weldon Nelms to call a timeout.
Yeah, game clock management certainly is a big factor in the game here. Tied at 14.
Scott, now play clock is at 3. He's going to have trouble getting this one off. And the play clock has run out. Let's see if they call it a timeout.
I think they burned a timeout. Yeah, they had to burn it.
They called a very late timeout. That would have backed it up even more.
Well, this is kind of like at the end of the first half, Mike, where they didn't seem to be in any real hurry to manage or save the clock. That time they were really taking their time. Second down and a lot of field to go, you would think they would be pretty more punctual in trying to get the playoff.
Yeah, you'd think so. At any rate, with second down and 14 now, the ball is at the 11-yard line for Cold Spring.
Cold Spring's thrown the ball, one time so far?
Well, they've thrown the ball twice, the big long touchdown, and then a little 3-yarder, and that was it. They've tried to throw it a couple of times, but Scott has tucked it under and ran with the football.
That's certainly not in their... I wouldn't believe, from what we've seen anyway, in their comfort zone.
No, definitely not. 2:18 remaining. Tie score here in Bastrop. The winner tonight goes to the state championship game next Friday afternoon in Dallas. I guess technically it's in Arlington, isn't it?
It's a Jerry World. He had his
Jerry
own,
World.
His own zip code now.
Second down and 14 now for Cold Spring. Back to throw is Scott. He's going to roll left under some pressure. Now he's coming back right. He's in his own end zone. He's running around. He's looking for someone to throw it to. Long downfield. Almost picked off, and then it almost was caught in the secondary. At any rate, it's incomplete. And after all of that, it's going to be third and 14.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's not going to be a clipping call back over here in the end zone.
If it's a holding call in the end zone, that'll be a safety. We'll see what it's called.
It was a bad block, I know that.
It's a holding call. Now he started to point at Wimberley, and let's hold everything. If it's a holding call in the end zone, it is a safety. There's no question about that. But if he said that he held him outside the end zone, the flag was 4 yards deep in the end zone, so we'll see. Weldon Nelms doesn't look like he's too happy here.
No.
So I don't think they're going to get the safety. They've moved the flag down back out to the 1 yard line. I see that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where they spot this ball.
Yeah. 2:07 is on the clock. Oh, by the way. And these officials are really doing a lot of talking, and now they're waving the down marker guy to go back to where he was. Let's see what the call is here. Finally, it looks like we're going to get an indication. It's a holding call against Cold Spring, and it is declined. And so let's see what if it's declined, they're going to put the...
That'll bring up third down. That has to change the down marker over there on the other side.
That'll bring up third down. I'm not so sure why it was declined here. I guess the strategy is to move it to third down, perhaps.
Yeah.
At any rate, the ball is going to be on the 9 yard line, and it'll make third down. And maybe that gives Wimberley a little extra time with the football in the event that they hold them here on third down.
Well, now they're moving the ball again.
And now they're going to scoot it back.
To decide where they're going to put it at.
They're going to put it at the 7 yard line.
You know, I think the guy holding the stick over there moved it when he maybe shouldn't have moved it earlier.
And now that. Yeah, it's going to be third down. Got to get to the 25 for a first down. Third down and 18. Scott now in his end zone. Throws it over the middle, and it's caught.
He had it.
Let's see if he brought it back down. That was Gilbert, and I think he corralled it before he hit the ground. Well short of the first down.
Yeah.
The ball is at the 17 now. It'll be fourth down. And the clock has stopped. I'm not sure why. Now they're stopping it because Wimberley has taken a timeout. So Wimberley takes its first timeout of this second half, and the Texans are going to get the football with 1:49 left to play in the football game, Randy.
Yeah,
they should have great field position, too.
They should. Gilbert came across the middle that time, and he got popped right when he was catching the ball, and I didn't think he had caught it. And then when he fell out on his back, I guess it must have came down in his arms. Couldn't see it from our vantage point, but they certainly gave him the reception.
So we'll see if the Texans can win this game in dramatic fashion. Oh, by the way, some of our UIL sponsors tonight, Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine, Germania, Cavenders, State Farm, and Wendy's, of course. 1:49 remaining. Brennan Blakemore will drop back to field this punt along with Hunter Burchell. Caleb Morrison is going to punt it away for Cold Spring. Texans desperately trying to win this game and send themselves into the state championship. Here's Morrison standing at his own 3. He gets the punt away. It's high. And it is going to be taken by Blakemore at the 44-yard line. He's got the 40. Looking for running room. Spins back right and down to the 35-yard line is Brennan Blakemore. Hold your breath, Randy.
Holy cow. He scares me every time. I just kept waiting for him to call a fair catch because he had defenders all around him when he made that catch.
Oh, he was surrounded by defenders. As it is, he's able to return it a pretty important 9 yards, Randy.
Yeah,
he gets it down
huge.
There to the 35. With 1:38 remaining and 2 timeouts, the Wimberley offense will jog onto the field. Wimberley fans on their feet. Wimberley coaches trying to tell them to settle down a little bit. Well, that's not going to work. I'll tell those coaches that right now. Here's Lambert now in the shotgun. Hold on to your seats. Lambert now is going to roll to his left, looking. Now he's going to run it. Now he's going to throw it. Deep to Blakemore. Incomplete. Blakemore was a couple of yards into the end zone and just could not come down with it. It'll be second down.
Yeah, and had he come down with it, he probably would have been out of bounds. They really need to pick up 15 yards here to get within Tonnell's range.
Well, and even 15 yards, that would make it about a 36, 37 yarder.
Yeah.
That would still be a pretty long field goal. And they tried to go for the whole ball of wax there, Randy, and Blakemore was open.
Yeah,
Lambert was scrambling, though. He was throwing that on the run. He was near the line of scrimmage when he let go of the ball. I thought he might get past the line of scrimmage. 1:31 remaining. Second down and 10. Wimberley at the Cold Spring 35-yard line. Again, shotgun. Lambert back to throw. Looking right, throws it right. Complete to the 30. And stepping out of bounds at the 29-yard line is Hunter Burchell, a gain of 6.
That's going to make a makeable two-down territory here. A third down and, what, 4 yards to go?
Yeah, third down and about 4 yards. They're going to spot it at the 29. That was a quick play, too, Randy.
Yeah.
1:26 left to play. That took up only 5 seconds.
Smart play by Burchell to catch it and get out of bounds.
Lambert now looking to get the call from the sideline. Blakemore's in the game, and Dennis Smith is in the game, and Trinity Wilson and Hunter Burchell. Reed Jones in a wideout position, far right side. Weapons all over the place for Wimberley. Can they pull it out here? Lambert in the shotgun. Burchell in motion. Back to throw is Lambert. Looking left, throwing left. It's caught and steps out of bounds at the 21-yard line is Hunter Burchell. They're going to spot it at the 22-yard line. That's a first down with 1:20 left to play.
Yeah, beautifully done. It's exact same play that they ran on the previous play where he was on that side of the field. This time they ran it over here. He was a foot off the sideline when he caught the ball and stepped out.
14-14 our score. 1:20 left to play. Wimberley on the move here, trying to win it at the Cold Springs Oakhurst 22-yard line. Lambert again from the shotgun. Again, Wimberley with two timeouts remaining. Plenty of time for the Texans here. Lambert will look left again, looking and throwing. Deep down the field into the end zone. Burchell, he's caught it. He's caught it in the back of the end zone. He caught it. A 22-yard touchdown.
That was Brendan Blakemore. What a beautiful play. Right through the arms of Sherman Gilbert, the defender. How ironic is that?
And what a throw that was, Randy. What a throw. He put it right on the money. Back of the end zone.
I thought he had thrown overthrown him, but Blakemore with his speed was able to run underneath it.
22-yard touchdown pass from Lambert to Blakemore with 1:14 left to play in the football game.
Oh, awesome.
Here's the kick, and the kick is up. And it is good. Avila's kick makes it 21-14. There's flags on the play.
Offside there. Douglas Johnson coming from the offensive right side. He was 3 yards across the line of scrimmage when that ball was snapped.
Yep, and that's the call. They're going to decline this penalty. So with 1:14 left to play, Wimberley has taken a 21-14 lead over Cold Spring Oakhurst in this semifinal football game, Randy. 74 seconds remain between Wimberley and a trip to Arlington and the state championship game. How about that?
How about that? Was that beautifully executed or what? My gosh, that was nice. How exciting.
And Lambert, Randy, he really hung in there. He was getting some pressure, and he stood tall and strong and tossed it out there on a rope to Blakemore, and Blakemore just kind of cradled it 8 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah, 1 second longer, and Lambert would have been sacked.
And now Avila will kick the football off. For the Texans.
You know, Tano was down there whenever that happened, breathed a giant sigh of relief because he was down here all by himself running back and forth, stretching out his hamstring.
He was wondering if he was going to have to kick that game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
Our game tonight brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe, State Farm Aids, and Byron Eccles. Game on Sports Nutrition, Blanco National Bank, Ace Hardware, Stevens & Malone, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, DeMaster Daniel Insurance, Capital Farm Credit, A Studio Z, Tammy Kelly Photography, Wimberley Rental, Kate's Place, Mail Stop, Wimberley Land Company, Wimberley Electric, Computer Services, and Lone Oak Motors. And here's the kickoff by Avila. And it is going to come down to about the 17-yard line, to the 20 now. That's Monroe to the 25. And out to the 29-yard line is the return man. That's Colton Monroe. And 1:08 remains on the clock, with Wimberley leading it 21-14. Cold Springs now with two timeouts remaining, Randy. And if anybody can go 71 yards in a minute and 8 seconds, it's this Trojan team with these weapons that they've got.
Yeah, you know, we've watched Sherman Gilbert all night, and hats off to this Texas defense. While he has picked up some yardage, he hasn't busted a long one. And, boy, let's see if they can hold him here.
Fans on their feet. The chant is defense, and that's appropriate right now. Scott now will take it. He'll run it up the middle. He's got a big hole, 35-40. And Scott now is out to the 40-yard line with a first down, a gain of 11. I think a flag was thrown into the scrum, though.
There's going to be a chop block call. Oh, that's going to hurt them right there.
Chalk block against Cold Springs Oakhurst. So that'll back them up. And the clock is down to 1 minute and 1 second. And they'll restart the clock here unless Cold Spring calls a timeout after the penalty is marked off.
Yeah, this is going to move them back.
61 seconds remaining.
Yeah, it's a spot foul, and they mark it back 15 yards from the spot of the infraction.
They are going to put it way back at the 17-yard line. They got to get to the 39-yard line for a first down, another first down, but that's really irrelevant. They've got to get to the end zone, and they got to get to the end zone quick. Wimberly trying to hold on here. Scott, the quarterback. Shotgun. Throws it out left side. Pitch it back to Gilbert now. They tried the little chicanery, and it's
hook and ladder.
Wiped out in the backfield by Alden Mann.
Yeah, a little hook and ladder play there, and Alden Mann had nothing to do with it. He played that perfectly. They're actually going to lose yardage on that play.
Minus five for Gilbert. Gilbert unofficially with 131 yards rushing, and they call the timeout now with 40 seconds remaining. So they're down to their last timeout now. The Trojans are, Randy. Wimberly 40 seconds away. And these players now are bouncing up and down on this sideline. And the fans are on their feet. And this is an exciting time for the Wimberly Texans trying to hold on here, Randy.
Yeah, I noticed that last time, Dennis Smith playing the free safety. And, again, they play him all over the field on defense. And he was playing free safety, and he was pumping up his teammates and playing about 15 to 18 yards off the ball, making sure nothing gets behind him.
And Brennan Blakemore and Smith and Reed Jones and also Kate Davis, that secondary, they're talking things over. You know they're being told, don't let anybody behind you, whatever you do. Second down now. Scott will roll to his right, trying to set up a screen. He's rolling now and throws it out right side. It's caught at the sideline by his receiver, who stepped out of bounds. That is Colt Wilson with his first catch of the day. He stepped out of bounds at the 17-yard line, stopping the clock at 31 seconds left to play.
Yeah, lucky for him, he stepped out of bounds because he was actually trying to gain more yardage and went back toward the field to play. And had he not stepped out of bounds, that clock would have kept moving.
Third down now. They're at the 17-yard line. Got to get to the 39. So third down and 22 for the Trojans. Wimberly fans are smelling blood here now. 31 seconds remaining. We are in Bastrop State semifinals. Wimberly trying to hold on. Scott, shotgun. He's going to run it right up the middle. He gets to the 20. That's it. Wiped out at the 20 is the quarterback, Scott. And now they're facing fourth down and 19.
They're going to take their last timeout. They had tried to set up a draw play, and really tough to do. They had Texas defense had two safeties back deep, Reed Jones and Smith, and so even had he got past the initial line of scrimmage, hard to believe he would have gotten the 20-some-odd yards he needed to pick up a first down.
Well, here's your ball game, Randy. 22 seconds left.
How do you like that?
How about that? Fourth down and 19.
What a football game.
The Texans have got it to this far. If they can hold here, they are on their way to the state championship game. Secondary now is backed up 20 yards off the line of scrimmage at least. And now Cold Spring is back and will huddle up now. Wimberly players imploring their fans to be loud. And it's working. Here's Scott. Back to throw. Trying to set up the screen to Gilbert. Now he's looking back right. Now he's going to throw long to Gilbert. He's open, but he's not going to be able to catch it. It's incomplete. Incomplete, and Wimberly will take over with 12 seconds left. The Texans are headed to the state championship.
Hello, Dallas.
How about that? Hello, Dallas is right. Blakemore got his hands on that, Randy, late, and those guys are so happy out there.
Yeah, he did that play. Good job by the offensive line for the Trojans. You got to give him credit. He had a lot of room to stand back there. And Gilbert from the backfield position went all the way around the left side down the sideline, trying to get open. And all the man, they were playing zone coverage. Man had him initially up close. And then when he went deep, I thought he maybe a little better thrown ball. He might have caught that thing.
So Brady Lambert and his offense will jog back onto the field. 12 seconds remaining. This will be your victory formation here, Randy.
Got to send a shout-out to my good buddy Matt Welker listening to us tonight. He texted me all night long.
All right. Well, he enjoyed this one. Lambert now will take the final snap before next week's state championship football game. 8 seconds left. The clock is going to run out. The Wimberley Texans are headed to the state championship game next week. What a scene here in Bastrop. These players are really fired up about this, Randy, and the fans as well.
And in a fantastic display of sportsmanship, there Hunter Burchell goes up to Douglas Johnson. Douglas Johnson's dejected down on her knee, and he sits there and gives him a pat on the back and talks to him and tells him what a great job he's done. That's a great sportsmanship there by Burchell.
Hugs all around as Wimberley has won the game. 21-14 is our final. We're back with our post-game show after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff game is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding community. Now located at 13501 Ranch Road 12, Suite 111 next to the mail stop. Available by phone at 847-9400. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans!
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast comes from Tammy Kelly Photography. Tammy Kelly Photography specializes in action sports photography, family, and senior class portraits. More information at TammyKellyPhotography.com.
Support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by Game On Sports Nutrition, providing functional food and beverage products designed to replenish nutrients in athletes. More online at GameOnSportsNutrition.com.
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country with private mailboxes, holiday packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store, located at 13501 Ranch Road 12, or by phone at 847-9622.
Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from AJ and Carrie Downing of Wimberley Electric, offering residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services from Master Electrician AJ Downing. Available by phone at 722-3255 and online at WimberleyElectric.com.